Everyone, I'm actually playing a video game today, something that I have not done in a very long time, but I wanted to today because I think I deserve at least a very small break after how much great work I've been doing with language learning. It's time to do a pure leisure activity. For once in a very long time. Why is the Xbox doing this? You see what it's doing? It's just like, it's doing this strange, it was doing this strange, like, try to connect to the internet thing. That's really weird. Fun fact about this game that I'm gonna play, it is the sequel to a shmup that actually was released in the United States back in like 2005, like around the time the Cinco no Rondo Duo, it was the sequel to the first game, which was actually released stateside. We never got the sequel though, because they hate us. And they hate us because we're fans of weird anime games. What character do I want to play? I want to be her. Okay. Yeah, we'll get her on the team as well. I have no idea how good her skills are. I was just like, I need to have one hot character and then one not hot character. The pink one is not hot. I'm sorry, guys. But, she doesn't do it for me. The one with the black hair is much more my speed. But the dynamic of this game is pretty cool to me because the control scheme is kind of unorthodox. You don't just move around by like moving forward. You have to like press the keys side to side in order to like get around. But then also like it's not just normal buttons to shoot, like you're like pressing combinations and shit, like it controls weird, it feels weird. And it's also like this strange gameplay dynamic where like you're playing within a 3D space, like you've got these rings that you're playing in against these other guys, and you get two rounds, unless you lose one of them, then it's three. You progress to the next stage. But it's strange because it feels like it's kind of combining a fighting game. I mean, as you can see here, like I'm kind of beating up on him. It's combining a fighting game with a shmup, you know, with a bullet hell shoot 'em up type game. Which I find to be like a pretty cool concept. It's not the greatest game of all time. This one is definitely better than the first one, which is ironic because we only got the first one over here. But it's not really anything to write home about. It's fun, it's enjoyable, but this isn't something you run out to go get. First thing, as soon as you find out about it. I will say the soundtrack in both of these games is really fucking good. It's these like amped up, intense kind of electronic songs. That actually might be one of the few things that the first game did better than this one. The soundtrack is better in the first game. It's more high octane techno type stuff. But, I mean, it's still good in this one. It's decent. What the fuck? Oh, God. This dude's trying to blow all my shit up. Well, that was completely pointless. I think if I go a long enough period of time without playing any video games at all, something just ends up feeling kind of wrong. Like, video games provide so much comfort and joy to me that it's like if I were to give them up entirely, just like never play them again whatsoever, I think I would be losing something significant and important. Like, it's good to have like a little bit of gameplay in your life just so, just so you have that contrast, right? You spend your time working and having fun with some more fulfilling things, then you have those little moments where you're just, kind of goofing around or letting yourself, be at leisure. I think that's important, right? It creates contrast in your life, and it creates balance, and balance is very important. Supposedly today was the so-called Liberation Day, where our trade balance was to be restored. I'm not so sure about that, but that's been all the rage, when I look online, everybody's talking about that, and I just find it so nauseating. I find it nauseating because, part of me has nostalgia almost for the first Trump administration because it was such a nothing administration where barely anything happened. And so you could kind of just sleep through it, like they would constantly discuss doing a lot of really bad stuff and then just not do it. And he could remain somewhat popular because he could coast off the very good economy that Obama left behind, in their wake of the management of the financial crisis. People would complain about his demeanor and, style and whatnot, but they didn't have a lot of policies to complain about because there weren't a lot of policies to speak of. And now we're sort of in this bizarre situation, where, you have these absolutely insane, illegal, downright stupid things occurring constantly, and it's just like a firestorm of controversy every single day. It's like I just want them to shut the fuck up, And this is one of the reasons why I didn't support him and why I couldn't see myself supporting him. I hate the fact that so much of our political discourse seems to revolve around the person that is Donald Trump. It's all like very personalized and totally centering around him and his existence, which is annoying. And I didn't like it the first time around, but thankfully, I could just sleep through the first Trump administration because there wasn't really anything important going on. However, this time around, they are much more ambitious in their intention to be evil, and they don't seem to care about constitutional barriers to achieving many of the evil and destructive things that they want to do. And so I'll get kind of addicted to looking at the news or seeing what's going on with these people, especially because a lot of it is quite funny, like it's very easy to make fun of. But at the same time, I find myself just like longing to not pay attention, longing for irrelevance and to bask in irrelevance. That would be nice, it would be nice to just have no fucking idea what's going on. And I don't know, maybe that's the approach that I'll take, and maybe that approach necessarily, will involve playing more video games, for example, because if you're sitting in front of a TV screen, shooting down virtual robots and machines, you're not exactly going to be sitting there paying attention to the news. I've made it a language immersion activity sometimes, watching news reports in Spanish and things like that. But man, it's not great. It's just not great, Like, I don't want to fuck with all that. I don't like the sheer retardation of it all. Was that me that got attacked, or did I attack them? I'm like not even paying attention, bro. Oh, no, that was me that got. I was looking at the wrong side of the screen. Okay. Alright, interesting. Yeah, they do this thing too where they have like this special power up where all of a sudden it becomes like a proper bullet hell game. What's going on with that, man? Like, why do they. Like, why does this aspect of the game exist? I honestly don't know. Oh god. Okay, yeah, it's over for me. Wait, what? I didn't die? Literally, how? Okay. Interesting. Oh wait, no, I did die. That, yeah, that, I was like looking at it and that was, yeah, that's me. Like, what? No, I'm just so sick of it, man. I am sick of all of the controversy and just like the endless campaign season that we seem to exist in. Like, you know, the presidential election happens, and then you think that the campaign season is over and that you don't have to think about politics anymore. But no, when Trump is in power, they just make it a permanent campaign. It is like all the special elections end up being talked about to a huge extent. Everybody's getting ready for the midterms. People are speculating about who's going to run in 2028. It's like, man, I do not want to even deal with this. I don't want to think about it. And look, I know nobody's forcing me to look at the news, but, you know, I'll have the impulse to check it. And even when I go like periods of time, like not looking at it very much, you know, I'll still get that impulse to check it. Especially because, like, there just aren't, like, podcasters and vloggers that are constantly uploading, you know, talking about media and stuff. There aren't radio shows that focus on other more benign topics that are always, you know, releasing shit. It's just, like, the only stuff that you can expect to, like, have a constant stream of is political content. And I'm really thankful for the website Dreaming Spanish, because, you know, I can put on a lot of their videos, their podcasts, from, you know, super beginner to some intermediate videos, and I can listen to those and not necessarily have to worry about, you know, thinking about politics and all this stuff, you know, because it's more benign subject matter. But you know, it is true that I find myself in this bizarre, yeah, I knew that was going to happen, in this bizarre predicament now, even, you know, with the addition of content like that, where a lot of the long-form content that exists on the internet that I seem to be willing to listen to happens to just revolve around politics. And, like, you know, I need to find a way to undo that. You know, I need to find an alternative. If I could speak Japanese, I wouldn't be complaining about this at all. Like, I could watch, you know, content for Japanese otaku, like fucking VTubers or, you know, otaku radio dramas or some crazy shit like that. And man, I would be set. I would be set forever. But that is not the world that I live in. Also, did you see how crazy my strategy just ended up being just now? I just, like, immediately took out the vast majority of their health. I mean, they're about to take out the vast majority of my health. How did they heal from that? What the fuck? Okay, I stand corrected. Never mind. Yeah, this polish it, that's what I'm gonna call it. This polish it. I just want it to end. I want it to stop. It's fucking retarded. And I don't want anything to do with it. I'm anti-political. I'm not apolitical, I'm anti-political, okay? I know a lot about this stuff, and I know how important it is, but that's not gonna stop me from hating it, okay? Oh god. I'm gonna die. What the fuck? Okay, please. No, 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 no. Okay. No. Literally, all that took was me slightly moving that way. Oh God. We're in round two. I need one good round and then another good round, please. Oh God. Oh God, no. Okay. Oh man, what was I gonna say? Yeah, I don't know, man. I just want these guys to very quickly get out of office and then for everything to become less partisan and crazy. But I literally don't think that's possible in a political landscape like the United States because political media in the United States, for the Republicans in particular, but even for the left to some extent, it's all like this hyper-partisan, like North Korean style media. Like our media, you know, appears like how North Korean state media appears, except it's just for one of the dominant political parties. And it creates this misinformation space that everybody is trapped in, and it also makes them super fucking annoying because nobody knows what's going on anymore. So they just confidently state these retarded positions that align with their preconceived notions about the world, and you know, it makes it really hard to communicate objectively about anything. Then of course nobody cares, right? It does not matter to anybody. You know, they're content to live in a complete fantasy dream world, and that'll be the world that they live in probably forever. But I also believe that this is a product of a country which seeks to hold together many, you know, very different states with different cultures and laws and histories, you know, that think very differently from one another. You know, if you try to have a large federal system that encompasses all of those people, and attempts to integrate them and include them, you're going to end up with chaos, just inevitably, right? And so it's simultaneous, like this situation we're witnessing right now is simultaneously a result of our hyper-partisan media landscape, as well as, you know, of course, billionaire capture of the media, but that much is obvious. But then at the same time, it's a result of being in a country full of diverse people with disparate and diverse interests. So, you know, like, I don't really foresee a clear solution to the problem that we're facing today. I think it's the kind of thing we just have to tough out or just move to a different country. You know, I can try as hard as possible to be totally out of the loop and just bask in my irrelevance, but that can only go so far. I think to some extent, you know, I'm gonna have to just move, you know, just move somewhere else where this crazy partisan political culture like does not exist, where you don't see fucking campaign signs out in front of everyone's lawn all year long, like where people don't feel so strongly about all this bullshit, man. It's just fucking bullshit that serves to divide people and make them hate each other. It's like, I'm sick of it. I'm so sick of it. I want it to end. You know, this entire like overly political dynamic we have going on these days, where you know everybody's so mad at each other and so brainwashed by the, you know, what's effectively state media. You know, it's like I just want to hang out. I want to hang out. I want to grill. I want to play my fucking Japanese video games, and I want to do language learning. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, man. Yeah, in other news, I'm cutting down on my caffeine intake right now. So what I did was I had a Coca-Cola, and then a little bit later, like a couple hours later, I had another one. And that's what I'm working with today. I'm not taking those 200 milligram caffeine pills anymore. I'm just hanging out. And so we'll see how that goes, man. But I feel pretty good about it because I'm basically taking back my stamina. I'm gonna have these like tired and fatigued days for a little bit, but then, as my body adjusts to having less caffeine in its system overall, like I'm gonna end up with better outcomes. Oh God. Uh-oh. Okay. All right, man. I see how it is. But that's also why I sound pretty tired right now. It's because I literally am. 'Cause I'm so used to just having massive amounts of caffeine coursing through my veins, and I do not have that today. I think living in rural Spain would be really nice. Like if I could live in rural Spain and then just be an English teacher, I feel like that would go crazy. I mean, how irrelevant of a place is that? Like I feel like it's not really a place most people think about, which would be perfect for me. I could just totally. I could totally get lost in my own little world, which is what I want. I don't want to live in a society. I don't want to be connected. I don't want to be plugged in. I don't want to tune in. I kind of want to just like, what is it? Turn off, tune in, drop out. Is that how the phrase went? I'm still straight edge, by the way. I just like the phrase, but, yeah, the ethos behind that phrase, I want to live by. I can't tell what any of these guys are saying in this game, because it's in Japanese. Oh God. Oh hell yeah, this is a fire music track they got playing right now. I'm gonna pick up my drink, it's way behind me. Oh God. Well, thank God for wireless controllers. I wasn't sitting at my fucking my seat and then the battle started. Oh my God. But that's okay though. Okay, there we go. Yeah, hell yeah, man. I gotta learn this language at some point, man. Oh God, my fucking, I didn't have my controller in my hand because I was taking a sip of my drink. But oh God, no, I'm cooked. I'm fucking cooked, man. Okay, maybe this will save me, who knows? Oh yeah, that phrase, I'm cooked, that reminds me of another thing that I might end up talking about in another video. But to give you like my summary, to give you a summary of what I think about this, I really want to stop using phrases like that. These like mind control meme phrases that originate from TikTok and elsewhere on the Zoomer internet. That seek to just infect the way that you speak and change it for in a permanent way. I almost said for the better. It is not for the better. Maybe from the people who promote this stuff, maybe from their perspective it's for the better, but not mine. And I want to stop saying that shit. It's like something that I started doing just to like socialize with people, you know, to like communicate in a charismatic way to them, you know, just to speak their language and connect or whatever. But it's like I don't want to connect, you know. It's like how I don't want to be on social media. I want to be on anti-social media. So if I sound different from everybody that I'm talking to, okay, fine, you know, cool. I don't want anything to do with them or their style. And I certainly don't want anything to do with these fucking mind virus memes that are changing the way everyone says things. So I want to stop saying stuff like, oh, I'm cooked or whatever. Just so I can like lessen the extent that the broader culture has influenced me. And I guess that like ties into what I'm saying about how I want to stop, you know, seeing anything to do with the news too. A lot of this stuff is just so fucking annoying. No, I hate the world in its current state in a lot of ways, the direction that it's going. But then at the same time, there's so much good stuff in the world that is worth experiencing and seeing. And I would rather just focus on that, you know? Like, I hate the fact, I really hate the fact that, you know, the like fucking Zoomer, you know, bitch retard culture has had such a huge impact on our society now at this point. Because I think it's pretty much entirely bad. You know, I'm just over here like the old man yells at cloud meme. That's how I feel, you know? But that's because, you know, I grew up on the internet, and I grew up on the internet in a way that I think is pretty different from a lot of other people, because I grew up primarily talking to people who were much older than me. You know, people in their 30s, in their late 20s. And I agreed with a lot of the things that they were saying. You know, people on YouTube who talked about retro tech and, you know, the benefits of how things used to be, you know, during the analog age, etc. You know, they gave me a lot to think about, and I ended up, you know, being heavily influenced by their analysis and their perspective, you know. I'm gonna die here, by the way, because he literally just needs one hit. Yeah, see? I was like, oh, so far I'm weathering the storm, but no, I moved too far to that side. But no, I'm like fundamentally against the world in its current form. I think we're too connected. We receive too much constant information and updates on the state of things, and I just don't think our brains can handle it. Like, I don't think our brains can handle having access to a constant drip feed of all of the world's problems and all the most dangerous things happening at this moment. I don't think we're like prepared as a society, as a species for that. and it's leading to all of these externalities, all these detrimental effects on humanity, and on civilization, culminating in the an increase in mental health conditions, you know, community ties falling apart, you know, people's self-esteem falling apart. I think I just said that, but increased anxiety and fear of other people and of the world, in spite of the world being pretty much the safest it's ever been. All these things are bad, you know. All these things are bad. And I would rather be a part of the solution than a part of the problem, you know. I think, you know, I think I am gonna learn Japanese one day. You know, not any day soon, but one day I'm gonna learn it. Just so I can understand what the hell is going on in a lot of these import games. So I would end up having a heavy focus on reading. So a lot of reading, and I would, you know, I'd try to get a decent vocabulary, but, you know, nothing crazy. I think that would probably be the play. Oh god, man. Okay, there we go. Oh god, okay. I fucking love these matches, man. Like, all the characters you fight against, the dynamics is great. The environments, too. Like, where the fuck am I? Is this Mars? Like, it looks like Mars to me. Oh god, that's a scary looking power-up this dude has. Oh god. Okay, I'm trying to run the fuck away from whatever this is. Oh god. Yeah, he's about to destroy me completely. Okay, no, I'm fine. Okay, now I need to do the same thing to him. Espera! No. Okay. Okay, yeah, I'm in a good position, I'll be fine. Oh god. All my shots are completely missing. Okay. Oh, okay. We did it, Reddit. Man, I always say that. I've been saying we did it, Reddit, for over 10 years. And it's like almost like a classic nostalgic thing at this point. Oh, what does that achievement look like? Okay, cool. Just because, like, I've been saying it for so long, in spite of the fact that it's so irrelevant as a meme, that it's, like, almost, like, charming in its own way. Like, it becomes this funny, nostalgic thing. You know, it's kind of weird how that works, right? It's like when something ceases to be relevant, that's when it becomes cool. But then, like, when it is relevant, it's not cool. It's like how when the Xbox 360 and PS3 were relevant, I played them, you know, they were a big part of my childhood, but I didn't really appreciate all the stuff that made them great, because I was still just totally head over heels for, you know, the PS2, GameCube, Xbox, and the subsequent generations' consoles. You know, I was really just enamored by all the older stuff. I had an appreciation for the newer stuff, but I had so many critiques of, you know, the DLC and things like that, which I don't like DLC. I've never bought DLC before. You know, maybe as a part of like a legendary edition or something, but not on its own. I've never bought DLC. because I just see it as a scam, right? Like, I already bought the game. Like, why, sort of institute this, this attempt to swindle extra money out of me? Why not just put it part of the game proper, the initial package, or release, a bigger edition of the game? I don't like tying, the ability to consume content to the internet, especially when, like, the internet isn't necessarily available for every person. For most of my life, I didn't have high-speed internet, and so there's like this weird. Oh, did I beat it just now? Oh yeah, I just beat it with this character. Cool. But I guess to kind of close this video off then. I didn't. Yeah, like, I've never liked DLC, and that's what I was complaining about during the Xbox 360 generation. But DLC was barely even a problem, dude. Like, DLC was such like a small issue at that time, and all the like dumb microtransaction shit just sort of barely became a thing, like near, like closer to the end of the generation. And it wasn't a huge problem by that point. It was just sort of becoming a problem. And so I ended up having all these critiques, but they were like kind of like half-baked critiques. They were critiques that needed more time in the oven as the problems that I was concerned with became worse. And now, when I look back on these generations that I once complained about when they were actually ongoing, I realized that things were really good. There were a lot of great games that came out. There was a lot of good stuff that was happening, and arguably, like, the generation that the console you're looking at right now comes from was like the last good console generation that we ever had. It was the last time when consoles were really distinct from one another. It was the last time when developers did bold and innovative different things. And they were pioneering, new technology with online gaming, which, I'm not opposed to. I was at the time because I didn't understand it, but it was better back then, So, there's so many components to this, right, that I simply didn't understand. And now, with the benefit of hindsight, looking at how much video games have gotten worse, I realize that this was an incredible generation. It was an incredible time to be into video games. And I wish things were like that again. But you know what they say, hindsight is 20/20. And I don't know if that was so much of like these things becoming cool, like after the fact, or it was the fact that things got so much worse that after playing those games and then going back to this generation, I was like, oh, I really did not appreciate what I had back then. Whatever the case may be, I think it's a dynamic and a trend that many people can observe. And it's all the more reason to hold on to this stuff and to preserve it, because you don't necessarily know when they're gonna pull the plug on games that you actually own, which is like something I'm gonna have to talk about in a different video as well, like the death of physical media and the implications that has for consumers and like actually owning the things that you have. But that's a whole other can of worms. I think it already occurred with the PS4, because every game you'd buy would be on the disc, sure, but you would have to connect to the internet to access some features that were even just in single player with certain games. And also, you would need to download these huge updates just for the game not to be completely broken. And, many of these games that I pop into this console, I'm not, downloading the updates for, and they work just fine. So, things have significantly changed, and in many ways for the worst. And it's all the more reason to want to be irrelevant and to just kind of enjoy the things that you enjoy, kind of tucked away from all the negativity that exists in our modern world.